Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Hello, it is Stacey Cole, and Tony Bruschi is out for the week. We've got Carol Hughes here. Hello, Carol.
Hey. I'm just hanging out with you while he's on a ship somewhere. Whatever.
I've been tracking him. You can track ships and things like that on marinetraffic.com.
Oh, that's a great idea.
How fun is that? What ship he's on.
Oh my God, I love that idea.
It's really fun. I used to live in Duluth, Minnesota, and it's a huge port. So it's really fun to watch ships come in. So I'm total nerd here, like complete geek, but I would watch on marine traffic, like, oh, there's one coming in. And then I would go to their live cam and just watch this ship go in. Cause it was kind of cool. I used to go down there. I worked in radio in Duluth. And when I get off air at 6 a.m, cause I worked overnights, I would go to the port and watch the ships come in around 7 a.m. And it was just amazing. So
that'd be so fun.
I'm already a ship nerd. So that's just the way it goes.
It's like, not fixated on you, Tony. I just like your ship.
Yeah. Oh, they're cool. They're so cool. So if you ever want to see something relaxing, Duluth Superior, the Duluth ports on YouTube is just a fun place to just sit and watch. You can watch the bridge go up. It's one of the oldest aerial bridges in the nation. And it's just the coolest thing. So if you want to go waste, you know, some precious time in your day, that's a really easy way to do it.
That'd be cool. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's fun. I wanted to ask, you and I are close to the same age. Do you remember Eric and Lyle Menendez?
Oh, yes, because I am old. And I remember when this was when they went to court over this, like when they were murdered and they were still out. Then when they got arrested, I remember all that.
Yeah, this was a big story.
It was sensationalized. Yes, it was a really big deal because, number one, you know, the parents are brutally murdered, but the boys were pretty handsome and rich and all of the things. So it really made for a sensational court case.
Yeah, they had what looked like the perfect life on the outside. Now we are absolutely learning a whole bunch of different things. Now, Nathan Hochman, the incoming LA district attorney, is preparing to take on the complex case of the Menendez brothers, whose 1989 conviction for murdering their parents, Jose and Kitty, in Beverly Hills has now reignited public interest. The surge in attention has been fueled by Netflix dramatized series Monsters and its accompanying documentary featuring the brothers speaking from prison. However, Hochman has cautioned the public perception influenced by these celebrity advocacy and the Netflix series. It may not actually be grounded in complete legal facts. Now, Hochman will be sworn in on December 2nd. He told the Daily Beast that he's purposely avoided watching that Netflix portrayal. He said, I purposely just didn't want to see them because what's the point? It's not like I'm going to watch the movie. I'd rather read the book. He emphasized his intent to approach the case with a fresh and unbiased perspective, stating, quote, I have some vague recollections of the case 30 years ago. And that's all the more reason why I feel compelled to get really deep into the facts because, you know, newspaper accounts are wildly inaccurate, often on what the true facts of a case look like, unquote. Now, the Menendez brothers case has drawn some high profile support, including Kim Kardashian. I don't really understand why she's a big deal, and along with actor Cooper Koch, who visited the brothers in prison. Now, the Kardashian influence. Later, she penned an essay advocating for their release. Hochman remains cautious about the influence of celebrity endorsements, stressing that such figures often lack an understanding of the intricate legal elements involved. Now, I will say this about Kim. Isn't she in law school?
Well, I know that she was studying. I don't know if she passed the bar or any of that, but I know she was at least on that trajectory. That's what they've said. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Let me look. My cat messed with my keyboard earlier, so it's not responding.
Story of my life. Cats on the keyboard.
Every day. Oh, my God. Last week, one of my cats stepped on the keyboard. I had to go to my phone and look up how to undo what he did. Let's see. As of, she passed a baby bar exam in California. What the hell is that?
I don't know. It sounds like something they gave her at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
It's like you can go to the baby bar at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Take the test.
Let's see. It looks like this was 3 years ago. Nope, this is June of 24. So 3 years ago, she passed whatever the baby bar exam is. So, okay. So she's, let's just say that she's done some work in the legal field. So maybe, and I'm saying maybe with some air quotes here, maybe she is more than just a celebrity endorsement, although that's the first thing people think of.
Well, which is why she puts her name behind it.
Exactly. This story just isn't going to go away anytime soon. The outgoing DA, his final actions was to request that the brothers' sentences be reduced to 50 years with the possibility of parole, which would make them eligible for release at this time. The judge has scheduled a resentencing hearing for December 11th, meaning that the case will be one of Hochman's first responsibilities upon assuming office. So I don't know. This is all intertwined with potential sexual abuse from their dad long time ago as the reason that they killed him. There's an accusation from a former member of the boy band Menudo as well. The story just got very deep, very intricate. I would like to see them get out. I think they've served their time. I realize what they did was bad, but maybe they had an adequate reason.
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, because they were pretty young at the time. Like I'm thinking 18, 19, 20, 21 mm-hmm. in there. But they were young at the time. And I don't remember the sexual abuse accusation coming out then.
I don't think it did.
But at that time, that really wasn't something that would have been talked about.
No.
And I think, well, you can't prove it. Things have kind of changed now, you know, where accusations from 20 years ago are now actually going to court. So they weren't being abused at that time, I don't think. But if that was going on, I could see that being the reason for them murdering him. Mm-hmm. Now, why did they murder her? Because she had gone along with it or something? Because I don't think the murders, I don't think that has been disputed. I think everyone agrees they actually committed the murders.
Right.
It's the reason behind the murders. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about that because it was a very brutal murder of two people. If mm-hmm. they had been sexually abused, I could see why they would go to that extreme because, you know, and this could have been going on up to pretty recently in their lives. I don't know. I could see how you could snap.
Absolutely.
So I just don't know how I feel about it.
Maybe they saw no way out.
Mm-hmm. But they were old enough to move out. So, you know, at 18, 19 years old, 20, you can go get your own apartment. You can go get a job. And then they kind of did some weird things, if I remember right, afterwards, mm-hmm. because they weren't arrested immediately. And I think they bought a car or were driving one of his cars. Like, they had some high.
They spent a shit ton of money afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a, wait a minute, you weren't making it look like you just needed to get away from your dad's abuse. It made it look like they wanted his money.
Very much so. And so that's definitely how it was painted. They were very selfish, entitled young men, and they wanted their parents' money, and that's why they were killed. So that was pretty much the prosecution's story back then. And I don't remember the defense having anything to do with sexual abuse. So if that was the case and it was sexual abuse, then why did you go on the spending money spree? And I don't know. So I think there are some questions. So that said, after all these years, and it's been a long time, 30 plus years ago, are they ready to be out on their own? I don't know. I mean, they've definitely served a lot of time for this murder. They wouldn't be getting off scot-free by any means.
Exactly. I mean, we've seen more people get off for you know, greater crimes. I don't think it would be a horrible injustice if they were let out. It sounds like they've been model prisoners. They've actually been helping people in prison. I mean, they're, it sounds like they've been doing fairly well. I don't know. I'm very torn about this one. And I just wonder if we got it wrong back in 89 or whenever they were prosecuted, like 2001, maybe. I don't even know when it was. 91. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I think it's worth looking at again. I really do.
Well, because they were originally sentenced to life without parole. So maybe they'll get it. And like you said, there's been a lot of crimes. We talk about them all the time where people get off a whole lot easier than these two did.
Yeah, I think you just nailed it.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.